Loss of heterozygosity. Loss of heterozygosity is typically observed in a situation where a disease is considered autosomal dominant, but the cells exhibit a recessive mechanism. Consider breast and ovarian cancer patients with a pathogenic variant in the BRCA1 gene. BRCA1 is a tumor suppressor gene. Like all tumor suppressors, disease arises when both copies of the gene are inactivated, hence the recessive mechanism in the cell. The vast majority of cases of breast and ovarian cancer are unlucky enough to have two sporadic pathogenic variants arise in the same cell line. An inactivating mutation occurs in one wild-type allele. So the individual now has a population of cells that have two active BRCA1 gene and a population of cells with only one active BRCA1 gene. Then a second mutation occurs in one of the cells of population 2, inactivating the wild-type allele of BRCA1. Now there are three cell populations. The population of cells that have two active BRCA1 genes, the population of cells that has only one active BRCA1 gene, and the population of cells that has no active BRCA1 genes. This population of cells will give rise to a breast or ovarian tumor. About 1% of cases of breast and ovarian cancer have inherited a disease allele from one of their parents. So every cell in the patient's body is heterozygous at the BRCA1 locus. Then a loss of heterozygosity event occurs. There is now no functional BRCA1 tumor suppressor protein in this cell. And as this cell divides, tumors begin to develop. Patients with germline mutations in a tumor suppressor gene are more likely to exhibit bilateral tumors. This is because any cell in the body only requires one somatic mutation in order to activate the tumor suppressor. If an individual has no germline mutations in the tumor suppressor gene, then two successive mutations in the same gene, in the same cell line, are required to inactivate the tumor suppressor.